chuppa, you say?
What?
Minion and chuppa to Takana because of
what happened. Takana?
Takana to have a minion.
Why? I'll spread the word of spell.
Start you at the Turnaway, Northwest London, Thursday, 25th of Iyar, 26th of May, 40th day of the Omer, Rabbi Daniel Roe, Shlita, Megillus Rus, Part 3. This week's Torah is sponsored by Max Grosnas, the Nishmas, Rabbi Ari Leib, Zechon Rav Rocha, Ben Rav, Rav Chaim, Shmuel Lopian, Zechet Tzadeh, Bekodesh Rav Rocha, who's Yatzah on Tuesday, and also by family, Silva, Le'ilu Nishmas, Beno Bechuru, Rav Chosid, Nissan, Moshe, Zechon Rav Rocha, Ben Yibodol Lechaim, Tovmi, the Dainu, Rav David, Michal HaKohen, whose first Yatzah is also on Tuesday.
So, we are in Gimel of Megillas Rus. Just the recap for those, for those joining and those who've been with us. A recap is that we've seen that a lot of the issues of Megillas Rus revolve around the problems of Moav, and Moav itself comes from Sodom, and have exactly the same problem. The problem was the problem of Chesed. The problem was Lot's feeling a gam leloit ha'ilichas avar. And the problem, therefore, was this sense of chesed has a problem built into it. The problem of chesed is the person who's makabel has what we call Nahamad Chisufa. Rashi in the Torah calls chesed kind of a loshen of being ashamed or embarrassed. And the concept of boish, of busha, that comes from being a recipient of chesed. This was the fundamental problem, and it's a problem deep that drives to the heart of Maisa Bereishis, the heart of Matan Torah, things that we saw. And Rus was Shavu Mistemoyov. Rus comes back from Mistemoyov, and she comes back to be Masakin this issue. This is an issue that fundamentally creates major problems. The resentment between the Noisen and the Makabel, the struggles to therefore build Chesed. And we saw that the Megillah opened with the idea that somebody's nobility runs away when there's a famine because they don't want to have to do chesed. And we saw that when she came back in the Perek Beis, and that's why she's called a Shava Mistemayov, because she's returning from the original Preda when Lot left Avraham. And she's now coming back, and she's coming back to rectify, to misaken this issue. And and we saw that when she comes back in Perek Beis, she has this incredible chiddush. She says, "Ha'isha shal sisi imoy shmoy boyaz." When Naomi says, "Wow, who looked after you today?" She says, "The man I looked after, the man I did things for, the man I worked for, he's called Boyaz." Now, what does that mean? She hasn't done anything for him. And that's where Chazal teaches exactly there that there's a concept of the makabel doing chesed for the bal chesed. That the poor person, the ani, does more to the rich person who's giving tzedakah than the rich person giving tzedakah does to the poor person. Yeah. And therefore we begin the possibility of something new here, different to the normal structure. The Baal Chesed feels good, the recipient feels bad. Or let's put it slightly differently. Ordinarily, built into the natural human psyche, everything is an exchange. If a giving tzedakah is also an exchange, there's an exchange of dignity, an exchange of kavod and busha, for money or food. And Rus is saying that's not how we're looking at things. We can both emerge as partners in the creation of a Maisa Chesed. And this turns out to be the very gedder of Rus's Shava Mistemayov. This is the very basis she was telling Normie in the first parak. I don't need you. I'll tifki bi lozvich. If you push me, I'll leave you, but I'll still follow you because whatever you are, I want to be something like that. But I don't come from a place of need or dependency at all. I'm not going to wait around for you to have children like you wanted to. That's not my issue. And now, normally, therefore, we begin Parak Gimel with Vatoimelo Normi Chamoisa Biti. Now notice a double relationship straight off them. Normally, her mother-in-law calls her daughter. Okay, that could also be normal, though. Haloya Vakish Loch Manoyach Asher Yitavloch. I'm going to seek for you a Manoyach who is good for you. Now, Manoyach is an interesting Loshoy. Amongst other things, it's a Loshon that Normi already has used. Right? Normi's already used the Loshon of Manoyach. Where do we see that? Because if you look back in the first Perek, Normi said, Leichanach, right, she says in Pasuk, She tells them to go pasuk ches, the first part. Hashem look after you, do chesed to you like you did with the dead and with me. And then she says, 1 second. She says, Yitin Hashem lachem, right? She says, may Hashem give to you umtzena menucha. You will find menucha. That's what she's asked them. So this monoyach is an echo of the original menucha. I originally told you I want to find you a monoyach. I want to find you some kind of long-term comfort in a marriage. And I told you to go back home to do that. Now I'm going to look for you for somebody here. But there's a deeper remez than this. And this is what I want to bring out a little bit. Because the Gemara in Bava Basra, right, one of the places we've seen the discussions about the whole story is the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph. And the Gemara there in Bava Basra says as follows. Rabbi Rav Huna says, tells us, this is the Gemara that reveals that Boaz is actually identical with the Shofet Ivtzon, about whom we only have a few psukim in Sefer Shoftim. And the Gemara says, Ivtzon, right, that Rabbi Rav Huna quotes Rav, and says, Ivtzon zeh Boaz. Ivtzon is Boaz. My Kamashma, right, and then he says something else. Om Rabbi Rav Huna Marav, this is the Kamashma Lon of this. Me'ov Esrim Ishtoiz, all the different simchas that Ivtzon made. He had 60 children. For each one, he had two different simchas. And then the Gemara says, right, one in this, one in their house, one in the others. And Loi Zimen, there was one person he didn't invite. Loi Zimen es Monoyach. Didn't invite Monoyach. Monoyach is the father of Shimshon. And Ivtzon invited everybody to these enormous simchas, but he did not invite Monoyach. Why did he not invite Monoyach? Because Monoyach at the time had no children. And he felt, if I invite Monoyach, Monoyach will feel bad because he won't be able to invite me back to any simcha. And therefore, to save him the busha, notice this is exactly the issue of Rus. If I do chesed to him, he'll feel busha because he's a recipient and he can't pay back. And therefore, we didn't invite him. And the Gemara says, as a result of that, that he lost everything. So he thought he had a good reason. He thought the only way to do chesed is to make somebody else a loser out of it. And that was his havamina, and that's a very strong havamina. And that havamina for a normal person might not have caused any punishment whatsoever. On the contrary, might have said they're very sensitive. When you're the shofet of Yisrael, you make a mistake like this, it can be catastrophic. Loses everything. Not only does he lose everything, and then the Gemara carries on and said that says that he lost everything in his lifetime, and he's told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that do one more and this will be worth everything. And that's the marriage to Rus. But obviously what that means is the marriage to Rus is a tikkun of exactly this problem. So when Normie says the words, and a tikkun of exactly this problem of chesed is always about winners and losers. Chesed is always about busha. And that's exactly, and listen, the lot avakish loch monoyach, I'm going to seek for you the tikkun that was there had he invited monoyach. This is exactly the ramazim that the Megillah potentially bring out of it. Either way, so but amazingly, this idea of a pasuk, but now let's just carry on the pasuk. Surely I'm looking for you for a monoyach, Hashem who's good for you. Right? And now Boaz is our relative, Hashem, Narosov, you were with the workers over there. Now this seems to be a contradiction. First, Normie comes along and says, I'm looking for a monoyach who's good for you. I'm looking for somebody who's going to be good for you. And then she says, well, actually, Boaz could be good for me. Because since Boaz is a relative, he might be able to buy back the ancestral land, and he can buy back, and he can be a goyel. Well, that's not what's good for you, Rus. I'm asking you to give something up for me, right? Effectively, as we know, what she's going to be asking her to do. She's going to ask Rus to give up her own prospects of marriage in order to step into the shoes of Normie herself. We're going to see this is the Ramban's concept that Yibum doesn't have to just be a brother-in-law. If Nei Matan Torah could actually have been any relative, after Matan Torah, the only close relative who's allowed is the brother of the mace. But further relatives still have the concept of Yibum in principle. The concept of restoring the Hakim Sheva mace to restore the dead back to life, and Geulah for sure, the concept of bringing back a family's possessions for sure is a big issue. So normally you should turn around to Rus and say, Rus, look, I need you to do me a favor. Right? You know, there's been a lot of Ashkocha over here. Why should we get Abakashloch Manoach? I'm going to find someone who's good for you. That's a nice topic. Right? Two completely different issues. And if that boy himself is going to say, you know, that this is such a great chesed, he didn't go after somebody younger. What's she looking for? And the teretz is, this is a normal person that would have been a stira, but normally understands Rus is not looking for what normal people look for. Had Rus just wanted a simple, easy life in a normal way, she would have stayed back in Moav. Rus came to Klal Yisrael. Rus felt a sense of history that she is coming back with this problem. Hashava mistei Moav. That's how she related herself. She's only called Moavia at the end of the first perek because she feels like a Moavia in that town, but then she's called Hashava mistei Moav. She feels this sense of history. She's the one who is insisting that Normie understands you've all got this wrong. Chesed and Kabbalah and the person who's Chesed loses. I'm going to teach you this. I've come to teach you a different lesson. I've come to show you a different reality. I've come to understand what's going on. Says Normie, if that's who you are, that's who you are. You're in a world where it's not when you gain, I lose, when I lose, you gain. Right, and when I gain, you lose. If it's not in that sort of world, then maybe destiny, if you care about Tikkun of Klal Yisrael, the perfect person is Boaz, the other person in the story who's trying to be Masak in the place. He's giving these Ace Las Hashem Takonos. He's first of all, Boaz has changed himself. He was called Ivtson, and now he's completely given himself a new name. And Boaz, Azus means lack of Busha. Azus is the opposite of Busha. Boaz, he has within him now the antidote to all this Busha. He's changed, he's understood the message. That everything he built beforehand had a flaw built into it. He's come and he comes into the town, and the first thing he sees is people have this problem of chesed, and he starts with a second. He should all say, Hashem imachem, yevarecha Hashem, that we're going to change the way people relate to each other. So if this is who you are, then the manoach hashi'it avloch is the one who's good for you, is somebody who's going to bring geula, is somebody who's going to restore the family, is somebody who's going to who actually has in the ability to change Klal Yisrael. This is exactly the sort of thing that you're going to be looking for. Amazingly, by the way, this concept that what's kind of good for, you would think, doing the right thing and what's good for you, which we often feel is a clash, we discover is not a clash, dafka in Shavuos. Because what does the Gemara in Pesachim in Daf Samachas say? That there's a machloikas of Eliezer and Rav Yeshua, whether Yom Tov should be, according to Rav Eliezer, it can either be kula lachem, kula lashem. According to Rav Yeshua, has to always be chetzi lachem, chetzi lashem. And when it comes to Atzeres, everybody agrees, even Rav Eliezer agrees, that it should be chetzi lachem, chetzi lashem. Why? You would think Shavuos, Yom Shkivul Torah, this is a time to make the day kula lashem. But the whole point is, and this is how the Gemara carries on, right? The Gemara says, quotes Rav Yosef, who said, B'yom Edat Tzarta, he would say, Avdi li Yiglatilsa, make me this really nice meat. He said, Eloi ha'yoma, to Kogorim, Kama Yosef ikabashuka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah is what makes me. We have the Hava Minah that I'm nothing now. I'm just an automaton that does the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chesed and I've got busha. Somehow, that's exactly what Shavuos is not. The celebration of the significance of each one of us is Shavuos. Matan Torah somehow does the opposite of what we think it was. Somehow getting that great chesed doesn't diminish us. It somehow enhances us. How exactly, we now have to see. But that's exactly what Normie's saying at the beginning. You could do something that in theory is giving up of you, and it's actually the most self-actualizing thing you could ever do. How can that be? But I can see that you could pull that off. You could manage that. So there's a lot going on in that first pasuk. But let's first two pasukim. But now that's what she then tells her to do. So pasuk gimel says v'rachatzt. So you should wash yourself asacht and put on oils or whatever. Samt sim le'sayich alayich v'yoradet ha'goyren. All right, and go down to the barn, right, because where Boaz is. Al tivodi liish, don't let anybody know. Ad kaloise lechol lishtos. Wait till he's finished eating and drinking. But you'll notice the creek sieves here. And in fact, this perek is full of creek sieves. That means to say, if you'll see square brackets, it means it's read one way and it's written another way. The Masorah to read it is one way, but the actual nusach written, the actual way it's written in the Megillah, is different. And if you just take a look at Pasuk Gimel, you'll see the second creek sieve there. There's something to say about all of them, but we'll just have a look here at one or two. The key one says, V'yaradat ha-goyren is written V'yaradati ha-goyren. In other words, Yaradat ha-goyren means you go down to the barn. Yaradati means I'm going down. I'm asking you, and even the simlo sech, simlo saich, is it singular or plural? How many clothes is you wearing? Your clothes, but you're also wearing mine. You're going down to the Goren, but you're really going as me. Now, this is an amazing thing. So what Normie's really saying is, I need you to step into my shoes. Normally, Yibum is done on the side of the Zohar. The relative steps in the shoes of the mace. But I'm asking you to do the same thing. Now, remember, both Boaz and Rus have come from a kind of pre-Matan Torah Yibum before. Right? That Boaz obviously comes from Yehuda and Tamar, which was a Yibum, and a pre-Matan Torah Yibum. And Rus comes from Loit and his daughter and Moav, which is at the very least a very Lishman, possibly also pre-Matan Torah type of Yibum. And therefore, they are built into a world of Yibum, but that world was neither one was a straightforward thing. Each one had to not understand what was going on. That wasn't so. But here, she says, I'm straightforward asking you, you go down, but it's really me. Understand that. You're effectively being the surrogate for me. Vayi b'shochvay, and it's this spot of Dalet, and it'll be when he lies down. V'yadatas ha'mokoy mashiyesh gavshom, you'll know the place he's lying. V'asok galis magloisov, right, you'll come and uncover his feet. V'shochavd, and you will lie down. But what does the, how's it ksiv? V'shochavti, I will be lying down. Hu yagin locheis asher tasin, and he'll then tell you what to do. Amazing. Now, you could learn what's happening here is, okay, so Rus is completely giving herself up. This is an incredible, total selfless act that has no self at all. And as a result of that, she's just literally the embodiment of Normie. But Toim Eilai, in fact, she says to her, Koila Sheh Toimri Eilai Eseh, but the word Eilai is not written, as if herself has been completely removed. And yet, look at the next pasuk. She goes down to the barn, and then she does everything her mother-in-law said. But one second, that wasn't what her mother-in-law said. Her mother-in-law said, do everything first, and then you're at the goyren. She changes the order, right? The mother-in-law said first to wash and anoint and everything else, and then you'll go down to the goyren. And what does Rus herself do? She goes down to the goyren, and then she does all that. And what's the reason for that? So there's actually two chazals that speak about this. She says like this. First of all, the Rus rabbi says, even on the word Eilai Kriva Lokesiv, says, Shema Yavoi Echad Min HaKlovim V'Yizdavagli. I can't do it this way. This is a town that's not yet Mesukah. There's a lot of problems in this town. If I go down looking my best alone at night, who knows what's going to happen to me? And this is the Gemara Shabbos in Kufiyud Gimel, says, Tein Chacham Yechgam Oid, exactly this. This is Rus Amayavya. In other words, she says, listen, Normie, you know, I understand this better than you do. I know how these things work. I'll do it my way. But you see what's going on? She's fully asserting and inserting herself and fully giving up herself at the same time. Meaning she's not giving up herself. This is fully me and it's fully you. This is a Kri and a Ksiv. This is me going down and it's you going down. This is not one or the other. This is the Mahalach that Rus can do. So we're in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin. So Boaz goes down and the Yitav Liboy, and amazingly, that Chazal say again on this Vayitav Liboy, right? And remember, there's two dimensions, right? So the Yitav Liboy is Ma Vayitav Liboy, the Tanchuma says, She'osak b'divrei Torah. He was busy with Divrei Torah, that's Yitav Liboy, right? Kilakach Toiv, etc. And yet, Vayitav Liboy, says Rus Rabba, so the two issues that are connected, Kabbalah Satorah and the marriage of Rus and Boaz, are all in exactly the same word. This is it. But in other words, he's now Yitav Lev in his own, he's been learning Makabal Torah in a more deep way, which, by the way, is the whole issue of Boaz. He has to be Makabal from all the tsar he went through, a new Kabbalah Satorah, a new understanding of what a Kodesh Baruch wants from his Torah. He's got that, he's now got Yitav Liboy. He just came not long ago from the greatest Avelis possible, and now he's in Yitav Liboy, because that's the deep Nekudah. He's learned from it. He's changed from it. He understands. He's not a normal human being who goes through regular suffering. He is the Tikkun of the whole Dor. His first plan had failed. And with all the internal devastation that it brought, he now has a Yitav Lev in understanding what a Kodesh Baruch wants from him, and understanding, even at his old age, the capacity to rebuild and do it the right way can change the rest of Klal Yisrael forever. And he's in a state of Yitav Lev, ready now to get married. It's an amazing thing. Okay, so now what happens is, Vayoma Lishka Bigtea Arema Vatove Balot. She came stealthily. It's a very rare word. Vatagal Margalois Avadishkov. Now, of course, that word Balot and all these strange words in Rus are full of Ramazim. We're only looking at some of them. There's that replete. But Beloit. She comes within light. In other words, light left Avram with a tina. Light was, did everything wrong. But the tina wasn't wrong. And she's going to come back and answer that tina. The tina was, how can you chesed without causing busha? She's coming within this world of light. And this is how she's re-entered. Now, whenever you hear that phrase, apart from the fact we hear it on Seder tonight, we understand. This is a zman specially for Geula. This is... This is David HaMelech Chatzis Laila Okam Lahodis Loch, etc., etc. And there the Rus Rabba says, brings exactly that pasuk. Tzidke Shal Sisim in Zikni, in Ziknais, She'ilu. This David HaMelech says, David HaMelech Chatzis Laila Okam Lahodis Loch, the Tikkun Chatzis of David HaMelech, that every night he would wake up at Chatzis, he learnt from this pasuk. And as this is the beginning of David HaMelech, this is it, right? The fact we saw earlier, it really begins all the way back in Sodom. This is the moment, the Chatzi HaLaila, where all the Geulas are going to come to Klal Yisrael, the Chatzi HaLaila Mitzrayim, and the Yiba Chatzi HaLaila, this Geula, this is the beginning of David HaMelech. So here we go. Vayechrad ha'ish v'ilofes v'hinei isha shecheves ma'galoisov. So he discovers there's someone there. He says, v'yoyman, he says, mi'at, who are you? Now, kipshutai, it's in the dark. Who's here? But at a deeper level, who are you? Are you Rus? Are you Normie? Are you, what's going on over here? And she says, V'toma anoichi rus amasecha. No, this is not just me doing Normie a favor. I'm also here as myself. Anoichi is a very strong existential sense of self. Oforasta k'nofecha amasecha. Now that line of frois k'nofecha, spread your wings over your maidservant, Yigoyel atofa, you are a redeemer, is so deep because it goes all the way back to last perek. In the last perek, remember when Rus says to Boaz, why are you being so nice to me? And she, what? Oh, whoa, we're limited. Okay, why are you being so nice to me, right? And then he gives her, he basically says to her, you're a modern day Avraham Avinu. This is not just us looking at you as a Nebuch. You're like a hero to us. And he says, Ashabos, you came under, again, you've come, literally that word of coming under the Kanfer Shechina. She's now saying, you can be the one who brings the Kanfer Shechina. You can spread that same wing. So this is what's happening. And now, he says to her, okay, fine, listen to his Loshen. Because really what she's asking is, you should be the Goyal. You should do the Chesed Shel Emes. What's that? It's a question.
Later,
not yet. You're asking, you can't have full Gilish Shechina without 10. That's true, but there's different Dargas. See the mission of us, even one has some de Aveilech Averechticha. So there's Dargas. Shnaim has two, there's different levels. But there's a level that needs 10, and that'll come later in the Sefer. And that's part of what Boaz replies. Now's not the moment. But listen to what he says. She's basically said, could you be a Goyal? A Goyal is part of Chesed Shel Emes. Chesed that you do with the dead includes being Goyal their land. But he says, "Brucha at Hashem biti, you should be brucha to Hashem. You should be blessed, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, tav chastech. This is your chesed. Ha'acharei min arishon levilti leches acharei abachurim imdal l'mashe. What do you mean? This is you doing chesed? You're telling me to do chesed? But that's the point of Rus. When you let me do chesed, you're doing chesed. This is it. You offering me to become the Baal Chesed. It is the greatest chesed. It's even greater than the one you did last time. Now and then he says that you didn't go." Not to go after one of the youngest. What's the meaning of all this? And the teretz of this is, amazing, and this is why, because part of it, why did Normie want her to do all this strange thing? Just go and knock on the door and say, will you do Geula? But there's an oimek here, because the Gemara Yevamos in Daf Mem Dalet tells us that if a person comes to do Yibum, and there's, the Gemara says, they're the based in us as a dabrator that explain it. So they say, look, they have to give an eitzah against. They have to give the potential miyabim and yavama advice. What happens if he's very old and she's very young? An example, Boaz and Rus, right? Boaz is very old. You can't just do yibum in a mechanical, I perform a mitzvah way. There has to be the potential for something very real and proper shalom bayis and all this sort. So this whole thing has proven that's what this is capable of. And he says, this is a tremendous chesed. You're offering me now the chance to come and do chesed. This is unbelievable. This is exactly what Rus teaches. And he's now exactly understood. And then he says, so we'll see. But he says, amazing, sorry, but Boswell says, Avata, ki omnom ki im goyal anoichi. Yes, it's true that I could be the goyal, ki im goyal anoichi. You'll notice the Kri ksiv. In the ksiv, in the written, there's no im. I will be the goyal. But this moment, and if Gamish goyal karev man, but somebody else. So therefore, stay here and we'll see if he will. Great, if not, we'll work it out one way or the other. Vatishka bar goloisa vadabaika vatokam baterim yakir ishas reehu. And she gets up before anybody can recognize each other. Right. Okay. Then he says, take out your apron and hold it. He gives out six little barleys. The Gemara Sanhedrin says this is a remez to the six barleys. Such a great gift. I don't know. But so he says, no, there's a remez. What's the remez? That you're going to have sheish brachas Elohein, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. You're going to have come out of you six people who get the six brachas. The six, David, and Mashiach is in this interaction. Again, I'm moving a little quickly because limited time, but we're getting the picture. So, but Tovei Chamos, she comes back to her mother-in-law, Batoima, and what's her mother-in-law say? And this time you can't say it's because of night time. Me at Biti, who are you, my daughter? You see. You're me, you're you, what are you over here? But Tagadla, here she doesn't answer. Here she gives a different answer. Tagadla is Kalasha Asala. She tells everything. She explains everything. And notice Asala means that he did chesed to her. Right? Here you could have thought the chesed she did. Nope, but this is now, it's again the same thing. In Rus, everybody's, it's all the same thing. Vatoyma, she says, Sheshas Oyama Eila, these six barleys Nasan Li gave me Ki'ama Eli, again. We pronounce Eli, but it's not written. So she said to me, but also really to you, Al Tavoi Reikam Al Chamoisech, don't come empty-handed to your mother-in-law. In other words, she's saying, Normie, don't worry, I understood all this. He understood all this. He understood this was completely about me, and he understood this is completely about you. This is completely about Geula of the, restoring the family, and it's completely about our relationship at the same time. And they're not a stira. They are the same thing. Until you know how this matter falls out, because the man will not be silent. Kila, what is kila? Till it ends. Kila is how my separation ends. Kila is how the Kabbalah Satorah ends. And kila is the kala. So in other words, we are ready now. This new way of interacting, this new way of thinking, this new way of perceiving reality, that we build things together, that what's good for me is what's good for you. That in receiving we give, that there's such a thing as Kabbalah Satorah that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan to come to fruition. And that's how we can be Na'aseh Shutah from Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that's actually what makes us us. And that's what gives us the greatest significance, the greatest celebration of the self is Yom Shenitin Bo Torah. If not, that Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. This is exactly, we haven't yet got to the end. I'm not sure how the Kila is going to happen. But this is going to be the thing that brings my Bereishis to perfection. And this is the thing that will complete Kabbalah Satorah. And the very next parak will achieve all of this. And I did say last week, this will be the last week. But I think Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have one more week. So Be'ez Hashem, this is very good.